Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Good morning to you. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. As always, Dean Richards joins us now for his entertainment report. Dean, you were on the radio yesterday afternoon. That must have been an adventure navigating through the downtown streets.
Yeah, it was, certain areas was just like a war zone. I had never seen anything like it in Chicago. Windows broken out, stores burnt up, cars burnt up on the street. You know, this was, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, yesterday. So things were still kind of smoldering from the night before. And, you know, a lot of the streets were closed. Lakeshore Drive was closed. It's a good thing I have a working knowledge of the underground Chicago streets that I've always employed, being a veteran of doing my show on Sunday mornings when the marathon is going on and everything is closed. So, right. The lower streets, came in very handy.
Yeah, it was something, and I'm sure you feel like you've got a fist in your stomach, like we all do here. Sure. This morning. And we were talking about what happened during the 60s with race riots and then the 68 convention riots around here, but I don't recall the Central Business District being hit like it was this time. That's part of it. We're also trying to deal with the pandemic at the same time. It's just a tough situation, and I know some of the entertainers are involved. They're trying to help. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, well, a lot of them are, tweeting and posting messages on Instagram, and, they all have opinions, whether you agree with them or not. Everyone's got an opinion, and they choose to post theirs. A number of them actually got onto the streets and were marching along with everyone else. Nick Cannon went to Minneapolis. He was marching wearing a shirt that said, "Please, I can't breathe," the famous words now of George Floyd. Ariana Grande was marching. Timothy Chalamet. Tessa Thompson, Paris Jackson, daughter of Michael Jackson, all of those in New York and L.A., Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello marching in Miami, and John Cusack joined the protesters in downtown Chicago on Saturday night. He was tweeting that while he was taking some pictures of cars that were on fire and some of the havoc that was left on the streets. And police came along, and telling him to move along, tapping his I guess he was on his bicycle, telling him to move along and keep moving. All over the country, people are affected by this. I was most impressed. Not impressed in a good way, but I was visiting my mom yesterday in Lincolnwood, and they were on alert. There was trouble in Skokie yesterday. The Lincolnwood police told me that there was trouble in Skokie, and all out in the suburbs. That's something that I don't remember from any of the similar violence that we've had in Chicago in the past, where it affected suburban areas, it affected outlying areas, neighborhoods, more than just meeting places. Famously for the 68 convention in front of the Hilton Hotel and in Grant Park, where the convention was going on. But I sure don't remember scattered neighborhoods around the Chicago area or other cities being mm-hmm. affected like we saw yesterday.
Yep, that was very scary. We heard about various suburban shopping malls, for example, being right. shut down just at a time when we were starting to get back to business as usual here. That's yeah. another reason this is so depressing
right.
and difficult right
Isn't
now.
Isn't it heartbreaking, for like these restaurants that have been closed for 2 months or, very limited carryout business, the stores that have been closed and they were just getting ready, restocking their shelves and just getting ready to reopen again, to be vandalized, to be set on fire. I watched some of the coverage of some stores on Michigan Avenue where they broke in, they set a small fire, looted the store, and then literally within 5 minutes, the whole building was engulfed in flames. It was really tough to see those things.
Yeah, and you couldn't help but think with all of those television images, did some people watch that? And then you have a situation where opportunists just join the crowd and it has nothing to do with protesting.
Yeah.
Sam Toya, the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, is going to talk to us after the 8:30 news and tell us the state of the restaurants in the wake of what happened over the weekend.
Heartbreaking. The story of Central Camera on Wabash.
Oh. Yes.
That's been open for over 100 years. Three generations have run this camera shop. And that's, of all the stores, they decide to loot and tear up Central Camera, this poor guy who's and what he's saying now is that he doesn't blame the protesters, that he understands the rage regarding George Floyd, and that he plans on rebuilding. He doesn't have one bit of hatred in his heart after they just burned out his whole store. But how sad that a Chicago landmark, one of these great Chicago businesses that have been open forever, literally over 100 years, is now gone.
And good for him for feeling that way. It's tough to do, and that's what we're all struggling with. We understand this terrible injustice, and then you have the looting, and it's just hard to make sense of it all. All you can do is try and talk about it. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, and I guess somebody's back at work anyway. In the UK, they're doing a little filming, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they at least have made plans for it, and that's a good start, because everything there has been shut down, just as it has been all over the rest of the world. But the government did approve the resumption of filming for movies like The Batman with Robert Pattinson. So they're going to be getting back to work probably within the next couple of weeks. The new Fantastic Beasts movie that was had just started filming there is also going to get going again. But they did get the go-ahead, which puts thousands and thousands of people back to work, camera operators, makeup artists, caterers, carpenters. That means a lot more jobs here, and hopefully things will follow suit. In California, they were talking on Friday, they were talking that we would be hearing some word about resumption of work in California. Now, that was before all of the riots. So I don't know how quickly we're going to be hearing about anything like that. Just on a side note of resumption, remember the people at Lollapalooza said we were going to hear whether or not Lollapalooza was going to be going on. They would have word for us by the end of May. Mm. It's June 1st, and still nothing. So the countdown continues on whether or not there will be a Lollapalooza.
I don't see how they can do it, and especially with the setback of this past weekend, we'll see. What did I read about a new Wolfman movie?
Yes, I'm a little bit excited about this. I'm a big fan of the original Universal monster movies, Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman. Those original ones with Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi, and Lon Chaney Jr. first played Wolfman in 1941 and did several spinoffs after that. And then 10 years ago, Benicio del Toro brought us the Wolfman again. And now they are in early talks to cast Ryan Gosling as the new Wolfman. What we know of the storyline so far is that he is a TV anchorman who catches the virus and, suddenly becomes a Wolfman and goes around biting people and killing people. So another good reason to wear the mask.
And will his co-anchor be Maria Uspenskaya? All right, we'll let people Google that, and we'll move on.
Figure it out, yeah.
Let's see. Well, happy birthday today, June 1st, to Clint Eastwood.
How about that? 90 years old today, and still very busy. I talked to him maybe 6 months ago, 8 months ago, something like that, when his movie about the Olympic bombing came out, and he was very spry and very with it, and has 10 times more energy than most of us do. He has put out. He has been involved with 71 movies in his career. 50 of them he produced, 41 he directed. So, nobody can say that he's living in the past. He's still very much very, very active.
And I know everybody always asks the question, what was he really like? And for me, and I haven't interviewed him for many, many years. I think it was way back when Play Misty for me came out.
Wow.
And he went around talking to disc jockeys.
Of course,
but
yeah.
I remember a very good impression that he couldn't have been nicer. Have you found that to be true?
Very, very polite. Very courteous, very nice. The last three movies, I would say, I have a couple of Clint Eastwood stories. One is, sometimes, these big, huge names, they only talk to, like, the big national journalists. They don't bother with dopes like us on the local level. But Clint Eastwood was, I was sitting in the hallway waiting to talk to somebody else. Clint Eastwood is walking down the hall. And he recognized me. He said, I won't even try to do a Clint Eastwood voice, but he stops and looks at me with that steely Clint Eastwood look. And he goes, "Chicago, right?" And I said, "Yeah, Chicago." He says, "I remember talking to you." He said, "Are we going to talk today?" I said, "Well, I'm not on your list." And he turns around to his assistant and said, "Put him on the list."
And Put the punk on the list.
And I got to talk to him. Another time, I had finished talking to the whole cast, whatever his movie was, and I was waiting at the. We were at a hotel, and I was waiting. Like at the cab stand, waiting for a taxi to take me to the airport, and this little Mercedes sports car comes zooming up to the front of the hotel so fast, everybody jumped back. They thought the car was going to be out of control, but the car landed perfectly. And the first thought that goes through your mind is what kind of an idiot pulls up to a curb like this with all these people standing here? Door opens, Clint Eastwood gets out. Everybody starts clapping.
Yeah, it's okay when it's him.
It's okay when it's Clint Eastwood.
Well, another performer still going strong after all these years, Carol Burnett. She's got something going on. Is it today?
It starts today, yeah. She actually just turned 87 years old last month, so she's also doing very well. But for the first time, full episodes of The Carol Burnett Show are going to begin streaming. There have been bits and pieces and little, pieces of sketches that have been released online and on DVDs, but for the first time, all 11 seasons of every episode of The Carol Burnett Variety Show is going to be out on ShoutFactoryTV.com, on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and on Android apps. Some of these episodes have not been seen since they were first broadcast back in the 1960s and 70s.
And Dean, when you go on Channel 9, just for me, tug at your ear a little bit, okay?
I will do that. I'll give you a little secret hello. It's a little secret Bob Surratt hello.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Bob, take care.